Max, thank you.
Now, that song we just heard, not the Monroe intro, because you know Monroe King, everyone, she wrote the intro to Max and Friends, but the song prior to that was my dear friend Sharon Agati, also known as Sharon Gatow. And that song, Lead Me to the Water, I played last week in dedication to my father, and today I play it again here on LA Talk Radio, because as I sit here with the microphone in front of my mouth, it's because of him that I'm here, in which... Today's the day that my father went to watch over me and to guide me and to lead my path, because my steps are ordered and he orders them with the Lord. So on that note,
amen.
We're walking along. My daddy's by my side. As much as I miss him, the time that I had with him was remarkable. Even though it was for 8 short years, it made me who I am today. So daddy, this show is for you. This show is for our guest that's coming on later, for her father, Tinu. So stay tuned, because you're not going to want to miss the hot songs we got here tonight from Tinu. Check out TinuOnline.com. That is our guest of the hour. And we've got songs such as Shoeaholic, Not the Devil, and Goodbye. And the only place you're going to hear it is LA Talk Radio. And the only co-host you're going to hear it with is my girl, Tamara Bowman.
Amen.
Tamara.
Yes.
See what happens when you go away?
Bless your heart. There's so much I've missed. I just feel so, like I'm coming, like a prodigal son coming back home.
Well, welcome home, Tamara Bowman. Move that
Thank
bus.
Thank you.
Right?
Oh,
move that bus.
It's good to be back.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You know, there's so much going on, besides the fact that I cut my hair off and everybody has gone crazy about it because I posted a pic, okay, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, your hair is so hot. It's so hot. Who did it? Who did it? So I had to like write a letter to my fan base and to my friends and let them know that the one and only Frankie L'Officiel cut my hair, did the most amazing thing. And everyone, he is opening up a new salon. The days are counting down. I think we're at 3 days now. His new salon in New York, The Frankie L'Officiel Salon will be 1063 Madison Avenue in New York City. Sleek, sexy, new salon. Everything from blowouts to Botox. What's up, Tamara Bowman, with that?
Whoa.
You ready
well,
to come
to New
York?
Popular. I am. I love the energy that's in New York. It's so masculine.
You're going to love the energy at the new salon because from the rumors that I've heard, now, you know, Frankie's famous for cutting Katie Holmes' hair, for cutting, oh my goodness, Kate Beckinsale, Kim Kardashian. He de-poofed Snooki or de-snookied Snooki, gave her that beautiful Kim Kardashian hair. Check out fashionislive.com because I wrote about it there. So he's a cool guy. And he cut my hair so amazingly. And I've already sent him clients, and I will promote him wherever I go because if you want your hair done right, the only one to do it is Magic Hands himself, Frankie L'Officiel.
Wow. I can't wait to see it. The salon just sounds incredible. And in 3 days, it's opening, huh?
Yep. The countdown begins.
Wow.
Fun. Speaking of things and flying places and New York and L.A. and the East Coast, West Coast thing, you know my favorite airline, Delta.com. Flights are on sale right now, so check out Delta.com. We're going to do their little – let's just get the commercials out the way. Right? Pay the bills, Tamara. Now, you are laid up, girl. What happened?
Oh, Max, I tell you what. I was on this double black diamond at Breckenridge here in Colorado.
Showing off.
Oh, well, actually, you know what it was? I saw, like, this three-year-old little kid just take off right in front of me, like, down these moguls, and I thought, oh, I can do that. You know, bless his heart. I mean, I was going to follow him. And my right leg decided not to. So, my God, Max, here I am going down the moguls, and I'm pulling one of my legs towards the other to parallel, and I hear a snap. And then
Nosedive.
I mean, a snap. And I just, the sharp shooting pain. So I grabbed my knee to me, and I was like, oh, Jesus, help me, Jesus. And, oh, my gosh, it subsided. And I thought, great, I've been healed. So I get up.
By his stripes. By his stripes.
I know, exactly. Well, I get up, and it pops again. And I thought, maybe just pop back in place. And then these advanced skiers come by there, and they're like, are you okay? And I said, I heard a snap. And they go, do not ski and get in the ski patrol, and they'll take you down. And
well, I'm glad ski patrol brought you to safety, and I'm sorry that you have to go through this pain, girl, but you know what? We've got you back. So you know what? Maybe God is trying to tell you something, like be still and know. So in this, you know.
Max, that's what it is. I'm telling you, because I'm always asking, you know, what is the lesson in this? God, what is – what is
be still and know.
Yeah.
Be still
well,
and
know. And the other thing that came up was that I've always felt what's attached to being loved is by doing so much.
Yeah.
And because I can't do anything right now, God's trying to, you know, get a message through to me that even as you were still, even as you can't do anything, you are still loved, and I love you.
And you're here.
And I think that's – and I'm here.
So you can do. You know what? You've got to take the situation you're in and turn it around, and let's just take our words and our voices and project them into the nations and just have fun tonight. Speaking of fun, we got to wish happy birthdays to – I've got like all these people today with their birthday. Today alone, Eli, John, Keith, Nana Mehta, and Peter, happy birthday to y'all. Gotham Chopra, your birthday is coming up this week, so happy birthday to you. And I've got to say hi to my friend Johnny and Jackie, and my friend Peter Davis, who I met at the Tents Fashion Week. There you go. That Fashion Week was a blast. As you know, fashionislive.com is the only place to get the coverage. And it was so inspiring, Fashion Week, that our guest that's coming on tonight, I actually, Tamara, this was funny. You know, you go online, you go on Facebook, you go on Twitter, you go all over the place, right? And you know how much we love shoes here. You know how much we love Vanessa Noel, right?
Absolutely.
So, how appropriate was it that I found a song called Shoeaholic? You know what I mean?
I love it.
Like, you know, you don't pay your bills because you got to buy your Louboutins, okay? It's like your baby don't have food, but you got Gucci's on your feet. I hear it. You know what I mean? Girls, I get it. And there's nothing sexier to me than a stiletto. You know what I mean? Shoot. That's all I'm a stiletto. Honey, that's what's up. So anyway,
There you
long
go.
story short, one thing leads into another, and shoeaholic artist Tinu is this most sensational artist. TinuOnline.com is where you can reach her and find out who she is. But we're going to get a little more personal tonight because we've got her live in the studio. So Tinu, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you so much. So nice
Welcome.
to
Well, we're glad you're here. Did you like that intro?
Yes, I did. You guys should be my publicist. My God.
Done.
Good intro. I like that.
Well, you know what? That song was just so much fun. I've got my dear friend Vanessa Noel. She's a shoe designer. And I was like, I have to share this song right away with her. Everyone
I
just
know.
loves the song. And so, Tinu, tell us about yourself and what you're doing, where you're living, and what's going on with Tinu.
A lot is going on, thank God. I live in New York City. I'm an artist, a music recording artist. I also do jewelry designs for major department stores. I have a company that does a lot of private labeling. And I'm also writing a book as we speak, thanks to the video, almost hitting the million now in 3 months on YouTube, and it's on MTV, BET, Fuse, and the rest of them. So I got a lot of questions, emails from fans asking questions about my shoes and whatnot. So I decided to write a book, thanks to a very good deal that I also got about that. So a lot, it's a lot of time. My hands a lot of time, but I thank God. It's a lot better to be busy than to be bored and
That's the truth,
have
isn't
nothing
it?
else going on. Yes.
Absolutely. And Tinu, you are beautiful on your site.
Thank you.
My goodness,
Thank you.
boy, look at you in that leopard. Is it a leopard tiger
The leopard
outfit there?
costume, yeah.
Whoa,
Yeah.
you're gorgeous.
And you know
Thank you.
what,
You're so
Samra? You know
kind.
how gorgeous she is, that she's got over 800,000 hits alone on her official video, Shoeaholic, on YouTube.
Whoa.
People adore you.
That's amazing.
I think people adore the shoes because all the shoes are from my closet,
There you
so I didn't
go.
have to go far to style my own video. It was
Now,
all
do you
there.
really
They
have
certainly,
what, Tamara?
yeah, they look good on you.
Now, Thank you very much.
when did this passion for shoes start, and what made you write the song? Because the song is just fantastic. We'll have it here in a second,
I
so
think it
tell me.
happened while I was cleaning out my closet. I wouldn't use the word clean out. I was basically trying to arrange. And I remember seeing this pair of shoes. I go, wait a minute, didn't I just see that shoe before? And then I realized I had bought it twice. So, and you know, yeah, I know, it's that crazy, right? So then I started to, go through some of my shoes and remember the stories behind them, like going around the world, halfway around the world to acquire this particular pair. And here it is sitting in my closet. I had never worn it. So, and also remembering how much I had spent on this particular shoe, and oh, I remember I couldn't even pay that credit card. Oh my God, just having all these memories and all this flashback coming to me, and I started singing to the shoes, and before I knew it, I grabbed my tape recorder, started recording into it. A few days later, I was in the studio, and it all started as a joke, and before you knew it ended up in my album, and truth be told, it was a
And
single.
before you knew it, it ended up here on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends. So you know what, Ronan, why don't we get Shoeaholic up and playing so we can let everybody know what Homegirl is talking about with this problem? Because you know what? She's got a problem. And here's what it is, Shoeaholic on Max and Friends.
I'm an addict. Can hurt myself. I'm all in. Can't hurt myself. Don't know what to do. Lord, have mercy. I'm sure. Turn around, look at me. I should hide a walking heel. Can just about fit my rent this month. Can just about fit my bills at all. But turn around, look at me.
right, Tamara?
That's right. Oh my gosh, that was that's adorable. Hey, Tina, what is your favorite shoe designer?
It's hard to tell. I'm not loyal to a brand in particular, but my favorite one or two, or maybe more than that. I tend to gravitate towards designs as opposed to the name on the product. You know, I could be walking down Soho and I see a particular brand new shoe in a store window, and what would attract me to it is the design of it, and you get in there, try it on, it's comfortable, whatever. That's really how I pick my shoes. I don't just go, oh, because this is a certain person designed it, I have to have it. It happens sometimes like that, but not the primary reason, the primary reason behind it. So it varies a lot. I have all the designs in my closet, so.
Oh, what is your prize position shoe?
Wow. It would be a pair of, it's hard to tell. It's kind of like asking the mother, what's your favorite child?
Okay. Well, you know what?
Really
you're into a lot of amazing styles. I mean, there's that one of you sitting on that shoe at the front of the video where the shoe goes all the way up your leg and it's got the whole
That's Christian Louboutin.
Whoa.
One of my favorites.
How can you not? Hey, Tinu, have you ever seen Vanessa Noel's shoes or been to her boutique on Lexington and 64th Street?
But what's the name of the store again?
Her name is Vanessa Noel. She's a friend of here at Max and Friends. She's an amazing shoe designer.
I have to check her out. I've heard that name before. I know I've seen it somewhere. That name sounds familiar.
Her boots have been on Sex and the City. She's been all over. I will meet you there this week because I'm in the city this week. And she's got an amazing store. She's got boots that are like $25,000 that are stretch alligator.
Oh my God, you're trying to kill my credit card. I was trying to keep them into my wallet. And that's about.
Let me tell you something. I got a hookup. She's a good friend of mine, so we'll work something out.
Okay.
And Vanessa will customize a shoe for you too. She does these platform shoe with the base, and she does all the Swarovski rhinestones, and she could put your name. Like, the girl will hook you up.
Oh wow! I need to talk to her, and she'll be perfect for my book.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know, for the cover and the design and everything like that. So
there
that'd be perfect.
VanessaNoel.com. But Tinu, like, how did you get involved in singing? You've got such a sweet and sexy voice. And you know, when I first
heard that song,
you know, it brought me back kind of like to M People. It was like a little smoky at first, and I was like, the soul of this song, you know, you don't know what the spin is going to be, you know, with the shoeholic, and that's what makes it so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear the initial first, you know, bridge, and like you just hear that, those first licks, you're like, damn, like you feel like you're in a smoky room in this hot little lounge somewhere, like in Berlin or something, and then the song gets fun. But what inspires you to sing?
It started in high school for me, you know, doing participating in shows for the drama club and also the culture club. So singing on stage, I got my stage right over with there. And just singing to the crowd. I remember my favorite song back then I used to sing was Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. I used to love singing on stage.
Well, who's inspired you the most music-wise?
I would say it's a tie. Well, not a tie, but it's people like Fela Kuti, Grace Jones, Cesaria Vora, George Michael. But I think my style is more in the lines of more Grace Jones, and I love the free-spirited nature of Fela Kuti.
Yeah,
I mean, what a legend he was. Yeah, so you just get up there, do whatever style, and you let it go.
We were just talking about Grace Jones last night, and I was like, I would get mad a little bit with as much as I love Gaga, I get a little mad with her because I'm like, Grace Jones did this before Gaga. You know what I'm saying? And she takes the credit for Grace Jones' work. But nonetheless, Grace Jones, I'm in love with Grace Jones. She really was a
fan. I agree. Someone had put up a video of Pull Up to the Bumper that Grace Jones had did in the 80s. They put it on Facebook. And then they put, oh, this is so Lady Gaga, she can do this. And I was a bit, you know, put on by
it. It heats me up a little bit.
Lady Gaga can do this. I mean, come on. It should be the other way around.
Exactly. But, you know, like, so now you are a singer, you're a writer, you're a jewelry designer. If you have
among many other things.
Among many other things. And where I'm going with this is, if you had to choose one passion, would it be music?
It would be music and what I now do for fun, which is pole dancing.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's my latest addiction. Lately.
Well, you
yes.
know, Tinu, my co-host Tamara Bowman is a sex
yeah.
expert.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, so. And I love pole dancing. That's one of my most favorite
things.
Oh,
it's amazing.
If you're going to exercise, you might as well be sexy doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I might as well have fun. So it's a good way to admire your shoes in the mirror.
Now, we're...
Yeah.
No, let me, pole dancing with the stilettos, forget it. It's not a workout. It turns into like a whole other video shoot. You know what I mean?
No, I used it for my first video. It wasn't my first. That's how I knew about it. I used it in my first video, Wild Things. That was the first single that came out of the album. And MTV, some parts of MTV around the world would be shy about playing the video because they thought pole, you know, denotes sexuality and not appropriate for kids. Mm-hmm. But then again, you look around New York City, every crunch gym has a pole. And then in Michael Jackson's This Is It movie in the theaters, they were going to use pole dancers. So I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, not good enough for kids, but it's becoming mainstream. It's the new yoga in town.
It's
it's a new thing that people are starting to get into in terms of trying to understand it. But in New York City now, it's accepted. Everybody does it.
Everybody does
Everybody does it. Even guys. I know guys who come to class and just do it. It's amazing.
There you go.
Oh my.
Well, you know what I want to talk about? We're going from addictions to not being the devil. So you've got a song called Not the Devil, right?
Yeah, now, Not the Devil. It's a rock few song.
Yeah, you've just got every genre going on. So tell us about Not
the Devil. Yeah, you know, it's like gone are the days you have to buy a whole turkey to get to the tie. You don't have to do that anymore. This is a digital era. You don't have to buy the whole album. If you're a rock fan or you're a reggaeton fan, you're a jazz fan or whatever, now there's something in the pie for you to just take out. You know, if that one song is what you like, you just pay 99 cents, you're out the door. You don't have to go buy the whole turkey anymore.
And
so
you give everybody
it has to be,
genre, right? Your CD is a mix of everything.
It's a mix of everything, exactly. So
well, you know
there's something for everybody in it.
And what there's going to be something for right now, everyone, is Not the Devil. So you know what? Ronan, let's get that playing on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, Not the Devil. And we're going to go to a whole other genre in here, Tinu, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
I never said I was born. I never said I was born. I never said I was born.
That was not that devil. That was Tinu on Max and Friends. Wow.
I love that song. Now, that's the song you dance on the pole with, girl.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's when you let your hair down. And
that's
you get
the song to hang up and down with.
That is the song. And you know what, Ronan? Why don't you let everybody know what they're listening to right now on LA Talk Radio? Pole dancing here on Max and Friends with Tinu, our guest. TinuOnline.com is where you can find her. Not the Devil's the song you just heard. If you feel sexy, become a shoeholic, get your stilettos on, and slide down that pole to Not the Devil. I love it. You're a fun guest.
Keep you in shape.
Tinu, you are a fun guest. Because I have musicians come on, and we stay in one genre. We're going all over the place with you. You're a fun
guest. That's the idea. It's not a, this is a digital age. You just can't, I mean, come on. The boring era is way long gone. You got to be.
That's true.
You got to have, you have to have mix and pie. You just, I mean, I get bored easily. I need to be, you know, entertained. It's like flip from track to track. That's just
well, you entertain, so we thank you for that.
Yeah, do you know, do you have a mix of boyfriends, or are you in a relationship?
I'm too engulfed in my work to even...
Yeah?
Good
you
answer.
Know, you know, I travel a lot, and, you know, next month I'm going to China, from there Thailand, Singapore, you know, God knows what, but, you know, I just... Right now I'm married to my work.
That is the perfect answer. You know what, Tinu, let me teach you something, what Oprah taught to Beyonce. Keep your private life private.
Yes. You ain't got to tell me twice. you need as little devil eyes into your personal life as little as possible.
And
the
then,
more you let in,
when you're
you know,
80,
you never know who's really happy for you, whatever. So.
That's the truth. And you know, the best part of it, like Barbara Walters did, she waited till she was in her late 70s to write her book Audition. And that's
you
when you
go.
Let everybody know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When it's all said and done, when you have more yesterdays and less tomorrow, then you let it all out.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Speaking of yesterdays and tomorrow, you wrote another song called Goodbye.
Yes, ooh. Goodbye. Goodbye was the hardest song for me to sing on that album.
Was that a breakup song or was it for someone who you loved or?
It's a mixture of many hard, you know, broken situations I've been through in my life, and you know, it could be personal, family related, or even with a boyfriend or whatever. It was hard. I mean, I was in tears when I sang that song. And my
what's your favorite line? What's your favorite line from that song?
I can't remember now because that every line that damn song was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It was hard to deliver every line because you know it just really burnt me to the core.
Yeah,
it was.
That's
I mean,
what goodbyes do, though, don't they, Tamara?
Yeah, it is. And also, I lost my dad and my grandma on the same time.
So we dedicate the show tonight to them at the top of the show because today's the day that my father died. So we dedicated that. You know, goodbyes are hard, but they're not, you know.
They're hard, very hard, no matter what it is.
But they're not forever, you know.
No.
Yeah.
So, Ronan, why don't we teach everybody what Tinu's goodbye is? We shall. But you know what? We're not saying goodbye just yet. We're saying stay tuned to Max and Friends and just hear Tinu's goodbye for now on Max and Friends. was Goodbye by Tinu on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. And as we say goodbye to that song, we say hello to our guest of the hour, Tinu. But before we say
thanks
hello, Tinu, you know what, girl? We've got callers calling in. So you know what? I forgot
Number.
The number here is 323-203-0815. Caller, you are going to be live on Max and Friends just as quick as we get you up here. But anyway, so do call in 323-203-0815 and we will take your calls. So Tinu, goodbye and hello. That was such a fantastic song.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I really
Where can people buy your stuff?
It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, and also people can get a direct link to the pages on tinuonline.com and click on the store tab, and from there they can get the links to...
Oh, we've got a caller. Caller, do me a favor. Lower your radio, please. You're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, Mama Makeup.
Hi, Max.
Sharon, can you just lower your radio for us?
You're spotted, Max. Really have turned it up. Max?
Hey, Sharon, Mama Makeup, everyone, is live on the air with Max and Friends. Tinu, this is Lady Gaga's makeup artist.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Mama Makeup.
I was Lady Gaga's makeup artist.
Pray for makeup. Oh. Pray for fashion.
Good job. I love her makeup, and, you know, it's all about the art, so it's perfect. It works. Well, I didn't make it for her first video, but, you know, she's on tour, so I'm not working with her right now.
But you were working with Pamela Anderson when
we
were
there. Well, you worked for her. I was with Pamela Anderson and, yes, I was with Pamela Anderson in New York for Richard's fashion show in New York.
So say hi to Tinu, Mama Makeup.
Hi, how are you? Me and my daughter were listening to your song. And,
thank you.
It was really nice. Thank you. Max and I were in New York Fashion Week together.
Oh.
And I was playing for fashion.
Oh, wow.
Mama
Degrees
Makeup.
Of separation.
Mama Makeup is a friend of Max and Friends here. She's one of my dearest friends. She's the girl that's got my back. If you need a friend, Tinu, and you need the hottest makeup artist, you're on the line with her right now on the airs, Mama Makeup.
Nice meeting you, Mama Makeup. I like that name. Nice to meet you. Are you guys having fun?
Yes, we are. Yes.
So awesome.
Mama Makeup.
Are you with the record label? Are you talking to me? What record label are you with?
LB Inc.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're also based in Europe, so they have a very big stronghold in Europe as well.
That's great.
We have a celebrity on the air tonight, Mama Makeup. We've got two. We've got you and Tinu.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We are Max. Forget Max and Friends. We're going to be Max and celebrities on LA Talk Radio.
Well, it was really great on the airplane coming home. I watched the most amazing film. It was Michael Moore's film, and it was incredible. Michael Moore is so genius.
And so are you.
Are you talking about the one about the world economy, the one in America?
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah, I saw that months ago too. It's amazing.
He's a genius. It really makes you think about everything.
Sharon,
he does know how to expose stuff, and
he's an exposer.
Gets it in there.
You know what, Sharon? Can we book you? Can I have you on the show next week?
Of course, anytime.
Because I really want to have you on. But you know what? We're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to wrap up with Tinu, so I'm gonna have to wrap up with you, Mama Makeup. But you're coming
on. Good night.
I love you so much, Mama Makeup. Thank you for having my back always and forever. And pray for fashion. Hey, Mama Makeup, did you read the article? Did you see fashionnewslive.com when I wrote about you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Check it out. Cause
I just flew in.
I love you forever.
I love you,
cool
too.
Website.
Glad you got home safe.
Thank you.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye, Max. Awesome.
I got to tell you, Tinu, it's so much fun having this radio show because we never know who's going
to
call.
Thank you. I forgot to also mention your website, the one you just mentioned now. It's amazing. I was looking at it 2 days ago.
Oh,
I really like it.
Live. Yeah, it's a great site.
I really like it.
Thank you. But it's fun to have this show because you never know who's going to call in. And when you have people like Mama Makeup, it's so much fun because she's the most...
I really like her name.
Yep.
Come on with that.
I'm going to hook you up with her on Facebook because she will hook your face up. Girl, she's unbelievable.
Oh, great, because I'm about to put together a photo shoot for my book anyway.
There
and, about Gaga's, mini world tour, so it's perfect.
She did Gaga's paparazzi video.
Oh, lovely.
That was one of her big videos. Mm. She just did Pamela Anderson with Richie Rich. New York Fashion Week was fun. Did you go to any shows, Tinu?
Yes, I did. I was at the Arise, Arise African Collective.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, yes,
that
yes.
That was amazing.
And Naomi Campbell did her thing for Haiti. That was a great one.
I missed that one, but I went to the Naheem Khan show as well, so that was good.
No, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Are you a fashionista?
Not lately, because, you know, I've been kind of more, I'm leaning more towards the bohemian look lately. I don't know why. Because I'm going, you know, I stopped perming my hair, so I'm going very afro. I like to wear my big fro now, Foxy Brown era. So, you know, you change your look, you know. I get bored easily. Time for
I
your look.
You. But you know what? Unfortunately, as easily as you get bored is as easily as time goes by. You know what I'm talking
about?
I know.
Doesn't that suck?
And this was not an hour of boredom by any means. We had a...
No, it was not. It went by fast.
It goes by fast. And you know what? I always say I wish I had more advertisers so I could bring another hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That will happen next. So, but what's next for you, Tinu?
I have to finish this bloody book. And because my email inbox is getting jammed every time. People just asking questions. I think the book will answer all the questions. And also, I got a role in the movie coming up soon. We're going to start shooting in about 2 months.
Fantastic.
That would
have
me
to come back.
Kind of first time. Yeah. So that should be out next week. I'm really happy about that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well,
do you have a ghostwriter?
No, I'm writing my stuff. I do everything myself.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You want anything done right, you have to do it yourself.
That's the truth. And if you can write a song, you can write a book. How about that?
You can write
right?
a book. That's for sure.
Because songs are just lyrical books. So.
Yes. Yes. You have to not arrive.
Absolutely. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on. You have been like a bright light for
Thank
tonight's
Thank you for
night.
Having me, guys.
A breath of fresh air. An artist
Thank
with
you.
No limitations. And the
Thank
songs
you very much.
And I just adore you. I think you're so much fun. I think you're so
Likewise.
Sexy.
The feeling is mutual, darling.
I think you wear
time.
The hottest shoes. You slide down poles. I mean, what more do you want in a musician? In
a
You
Look
know
out
what I mean?
For a great show next year. Trust me, it won't be boring. I would love to have you there.
Well, and I would love to have you back on so you could give us all the scoop on what you're doing next and your movie and your book. And just, you know what I say? The first time you come on, you're a friend. The second time, you're family.
Yeah,
so,
I love that.
You're on as a friend today on Max and Friends, but next time you will be part of the Max and Friends family, our inner circle that Tamara and I are creating.
That's the way to go.
We just wish you the best of all things. You
Thank
know,
you, guys.
And I'll get biblical with you and just remind you that your steps are ordered by the Lord, so keep on doing what you're doing because you're going in the
amen,
right direction.
Amen, amen to all of us. I appreciate that.
Right?
That really
Absolutely.
Means a lot to me.
So, TinuOnline.com. Tinu, do me a favor and tell everyone that this is Tinu and you're listening to Max and Friends.
This is Tinu and you're listening to Max and Friends. Keep it where it is.
Keep it where it is. And keep it to TinuOnline.com for further information on Tinu's appearances, what she's doing. Do you have a blog up there, too?
No, I'm not into blogging yet.
Yeah.
I got too much on my plate.
I hear you, girl. When you get into it, you let me know and we'll let the masses know.
Well, dear.
Now, how was your dinner party before we let you go?
Oh, it was amazing. They're friends of mine from Thailand. I spent Christmas with them 2 years ago. It was a great time. So I made a lovely African dish for them, different variety. They tried it for the first time. They never had an African dish with me. You like?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, darling.
That's my therapy thing to do. I cook a lot. So.
You're a cook. You're a singer. You're a writer. You're a dancer. You just got more titles.
Jack of all trades.
And a master of all of them, right?
Yeah.
All right, my love. I bid you adieu. Because Tamara and I have to wrap this show up before we get fired. Have a wonderful
God,
night.
Oh, God, not a bit.
And stay focused and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, darling. Yes. Appreciate you, too. Good luck to you, too. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing your gifts to the world.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye, Tinu.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dear. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, too. Well, guys, if you missed any portion of Tinu's interview, remember you can go to latalkradio.com. I've got my own site there, the Max Tucci page, and you can pull up the archive, which will be posted tomorrow. Tamara, wasn't she just a breath of fresh air?
She was. Wow. Look at that ball of energy. She really does do it all. That's amazing.
She's sweet. Go, Tinu.
Have you ever had any of her cooking?
Not yet, but I'm sure, you know what?
Okay.
I'm doing a whole new thing with Zinc Magazine on food, so I think I might have to get in the kitchen with Tinu, and it'll be on the new Zinc TV. That's what I'm doing,
Tamara.
There
you go.
Yeah, speaking of what I'm doing, you know, I've got my vodka.
Yes.
And my vodka is tonight the proud sponsor. Oscar Delmonico Vodka is the proud sponsor of the Soho International Film Festival. They've got my banners up. They've got my vodka on the bar. I'm so excited. So excited. And not only is that, tomorrow night we're doing a fantastic, fantastic event in the New York City area. And the event is called Healing for Haiti, a dance benefit. And we've got dancers from all over, from the New York City Ballet. We've got dancers from the Martha Graham Studios. We've got dancers all over. Tomorrow night, go on Facebook, Healing for Haiti. Check that out. I've got to say hi to my friend Jackie and one of my new best friends, Allie. She's out there. We're going to go hit the Jersey. Jersey! We're going to take Jersey by storm. But so Tamara, I've got to tell you another thing. I haven't talked to you so long, Tamara. You want everything. Go to cookingwtl.com or thunderandlightningproductions.com. And that's my new TV show that I'm doing with Daryl Dawkins, the NBA basketball player.
Oh, my gosh.
Cookingwtl.com.
A dream come true.
It's so much fun. And so our site is up. We're getting ready to sell it. We're getting ready for people to sign it. We're going to do our thing.
Wow.
You see what happened? What
I
a difference a day makes, right?
Oh, seriously. Yes.
Oh, I just got a Twitter. Crazy. Actually, I just got a text message on my T-Mobile Sidekick from Emily. So I've got to say hi to Emily. Indeed, we had a fun time last night, my girl. We were at SD26, my favorite restaurant in New York with Marissa May. The best food. Tamara, when you get your butt to New York, that's where we're going to go have some food. I can't wait. Now, Tamara, what's next for you?
Oh, my gosh, Max. My book comes to me this week. I'm very excited. My first children's book that is going to animation as soon as it comes out. So I'm very excited about that. So we've got a big meeting at the end of this month with looking at putting the Emerald Echo Resort in Brazil, of all places, for the first location. So
I'm ready to go.
We're getting geared up for that. I'm telling you, Max, you got to go. It's going to be awesome. And you know what was so incredible, Max, is just yesterday I got a call from a woman who was searching online for someone to work with her autistic child. And that's part of my deal is being able to do dolphin-assisted therapy.
With the dolphins, absolutely.
With the dolphins. She called me up. She says, I will fly wherever Emerald Echo is. So one of the things I'm going to do is set it up where I can meet her in Hawaii, work with her child, and say Emerald Echo is being built, but that doesn't mean we can't have the dolphin experience prior, ahead of time. So
that's
it looks
awesome.
Like we're going to set something like that up. Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of autistic children, there was a great film in the Soho International Film Festival about autism. So I'm going to get you that information, Tamara, for next Sunday show. But also, fantastic news today from the Oscar Delmonico Restaurant Group and the Oscar Delmonico Vodka. We have joined with Knipschild Chocolatier. And we produced our very first truffle that's infused. Frankie gave us the idea. He's like, I want, in his French accent, he wants the orange. So we did a vodka infused truffle with orange flavor and orange tingles and a little bit of orange zest on top that will rock your world, Tamara Bowman.
Whoa.
So we now have chocolate under the Oscar Delmonico vodka label as well with Fritz, our buddy.
That's incredible.
And they will be passed out tomorrow night at the Help Haiti event, a dance benefit, Help for Haiti. So there's a lot going on, Miss Tamara Bowman. And the only place you're going to find out about what's going on in my life and Tamara's life is right here on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio, on Twitter, and on Facebook. So find us, hit us up. We want you to be part of our inner circle, don't we, Tamara?
Absolutely. It's every boy. We love people that feel belonged in our group.
And you know what? I love that you're back because I really, really did miss you.
I missed you too, my dear.
Tinu already hit us up on Facebook. We had a pleasure having you on too, Tinu.
Yes.
I love it. But
well,
Tam, it's really, I'm so glad you're back because I feel such so at home with you.
Oh, bless your heart. Me too. Yes, it is.
Got my Tamara back.
Uh-huh.
Tamara, you're under the weather. You were perched up a little bit, but you're back and better than before.
That's right. I am back.
So you know what
back.
I've got to say real quick, Tamara? Mm-hmm. My quote of today was, my dates are few, but my days are brighter. My days are brighter. My path is paved, and I'm walking in the direction that my steps are ordered in. So stay tuned for me. Don't you love that?
I do. I do, because, you know, you can't go wrong, Max. When you walk in those steps that are already ordered, it's like, yes.
You're supposed to be, right? Now, you know what, Tamara? We're going to have someone come on from the Enoch, the Enochian magic, because I want to know more about Enoch. I know a little bit about it, but I want to know more about it. And I want to enlighten all my guests, but we're not going to be able to do that because it's time to wrap up. And those are the orders from the boss. Even though my steps are ordered, they're ordered to walk out of here. Tamara, say something real quick to everyone.
Good night, everybody. It's so good to be back. And I missed you, and I look forward to seeing and hearing you next week.
Next week on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Everyone, good night. Have a wonderful week and take life to the max. Ronan, we're out of here.